All right, let's talk about how to build a strategy that balances active signals and confirmation with solid risk management.
I've been refining this method using Strategy QuantX. It all starts with the right time frames.
Here's how I structure it. The main time frame is H1, where I get my active signals, and the subchart time frame is H4, which gives me confirmation.
I see. So you're using H1 to capture quick active signals, but H4 is there to keep you grounded.
Exactly. It's all about layering in confirmation, right?
Right. It's like building a house. H1 is where the foundation is laid, but H4 gives us the overall structural support.
So, what's your signal logic on H1? What's triggering those active trades?
For the active signals on H1, I rely on indicators like moving average, RSI, and MACD.
These are the tools that help me spot momentum shifts.
For example, when the price crosses above the 50-period moving average, that's my cue for a potential buy signal.
If it crosses below, it's a sell signal. Simple but effective.
Okay, so the H1 gives you that immediate action.
But on H4, you're adding an additional layer by confirming the broader trend direction, right?
Exactly. On H4, I'm using a 200-period moving average to gauge the broader trend.
If the 200-period moving average on H4 is pointing upwards, I'm looking for buy signals on H1.
If it's pointing downwards, I'll only consider sell signals.
This helps me avoid chasing trades that go against the main trend.
Nice. It's a smart approach.
You've got the short-term action on H1, but with H4, you're confirming that you're in sync with the larger market movement.
And of course, there's the matter of risk management. How do you handle that?
I'm glad you asked. It's all about staying disciplined with risk.
I set my lot size at 0.01 per 100 balance.
This way, my trades are sized appropriately based on the account size.
Ensuring that I'm not risking more than I can afford.
Then I adjust the risk percentage depending on the account, typically 1% per trade.
That's smart. By using a fixed risk percentage and a well-defined lot size, you're ensuring that each trade aligns with your risk tolerance.
It's a solid way to protect the account while still giving you room to grow.
And it's scalable too, right?
Exactly. As your balance grows, you can increase your lot size and risk percentage in a controlled manner.
Always keeping the strategy flexible yet safe.
The key here is balancing active signals with confirmation from the higher time frame.
And layering in risk management that ensures long-term stability.
It's not just about executing trades, it's about executing them with precision and confidence.